Right. So you know how sometimes you get a stack of documents and you just want someone to tell you what they mean? That's what we're going to do for you today. A lot of you have been asking us to look into the financial health of the Pottawatomie County Board of Health
That's right.
over the past 10 years. And what we found the perfect source material, a consistent set of records we can dive into to really figure this out.
We have the Independent Accountants Compilation Reports,
Okay.
and these go from the fiscal year 2013-2014 all the way to 2022-2023.
Wow.
So we're talking about a decade's worth of information.
That's amazing. Okay, so break this down for us. We have these compilation reports.
Yeah.
First of all, what are those? And what kind of information can we get from them?
So each of these is an annual report, and they each include what's called an estimate of needs and financial statement.
Okay.
So it's kind of like their annual checkup. It kind of tells you where the board's finances are at, and sort of what their needs are going to be for the following year.
Okay.
They were consistently prepared by Wilson Dotson and Associates PLLC.
Okay.
So we've got the same people putting the reports together, which gives us a good kind of baseline for comparison.
Yeah, consistent. Okay. And it's important to point out because it's emphasized in every single report. These are compilation reports, not full audits. What's the difference?
So a compilation means basically that the accounting firm is taking the financial data that the Board of Health gave them
Okay.
and compiling it into financial statements.
Got it.
They aren't going out and doing like all the verification procedures that a full audit would.
Okay.
So it's it's an overview based on the information they were provided.
Got it. So we've got 10 years of these snapshots of the Board of Health financials. One of the first things they mention in each report is the total valuation of property in Pottawatomie County. Why is that important for us to know in the context of the Board of Health's finances?
So that is important because that number, that total valuation of property, is really the foundation for a lot of the Board of Health's funding.
Okay.
They get ad valorem taxes,
Okay.
which are directly tied to the value of property in the county.
So as the property values go up, the amount of taxes they get goes up. Okay. So what was that trend like over these 10 years? What was the total property valuation?
So over the 10 years, we see a pretty consistent climb.
Okay.
In fiscal year 2013-2014, it was $341,709,709.
Okay.
10 years later, so in 2022-2023, that number had grown to $488,493,357.
Wow. That's a huge increase.
Yeah, it is.
So the overall wealth in the county was expanding. Now let's look specifically at the health fund. One thing these reports list is the cash balance at the end of each fiscal year. What does that tell us? What kind of insight does that give us?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The health fund's year-end cash balance tells us directly how financially healthy the board is at that moment. You know how much money they have on hand to cover their expenses, their operations, or anything unexpected that comes up,
Okay.
at the close of each year.
Okay, so give us an idea. Did that go up? Did it go down? What did that look like?
So that's actually pretty interesting.
Okay.
At the end of June 2013, so that's our first report, that cash balance was $936,521.01.
Okay.
We see some dips. It goes down a little bit in 2014 and 2016, but it kind of hangs around that 936,000 mark in 2015, goes up a little bit to $973,786.25 in 2017.
Okay.
But then from 2018 and 2019, we see it decline.
Okay.
It gets down to $771,777 and $26,258.59, respectively. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Starting in 2020, we see a significant increase.
Okay.
The balance jumps to $1,232,718 in 2021.
Wow.
And then by the end of June 2022, it was at $1,808,711.56.
That's a huge jump in those last couple of years. Any initial thoughts? What might have caused that?
I mean, that's really the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the reports don't break down specifically, why that happened, but we definitely see that there were some much bigger reserves in those last few years.
Okay.
So it could have been a combination of different things, right? Maybe they changed how they collected revenue.
Okay.
Maybe they're spending less money.
Yeah.
Maybe they got a grant. We don't know.
But it does suggest a much stronger financial position at the end of the decade. Okay. So we see the county's wealth growing over these 10 years, and that seems to be reflected in the health fund itself. All right, so now let's actually dig into the money. Where is it coming from and where is it going? We're probing revenues and expenditures. What are the key categories we should focus on here?
So in general, the health fund gets its income from a few different places.
Okay.
One is the cash balance transferred from prior years.
Okay.
That's just the money they didn't spend the year before.
Makes sense.
We've also got ad valorem tax apportion. That's what we've been talking about already. That's a pretty stable source of revenue.
Yeah.
That's linked to property values.
Oh, okay.
And then we have miscellaneous revenue, which can be all kinds of different things.
Okay.
On the spending side, the main thing is what they call claims paid by warrants issued.
Okay.
That's basically them paying for the services they provide.
Okay.
And the other major expenditure category is reserves.
Okay.
And that's basically money they're setting aside for the future.
Got it. Let's unpack some of those revenue sources. You mentioned ad valorem tax was pretty stable. What did those reports show us about that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. The ad valorem tax shows up as a big source of money.
Okay.
Throughout all 10 years of these reports.
Okay.
And if you look at Schedule 7 in each report, you'll see that there's a net valuation certified to the county excise board, and there's a tax rate that they're applying.
Okay.
And that tax rate is 2.540 mils.
What does mils mean?
Mills is just a way of expressing the tax rate. So in this case, it means for every $1,000 of property value, the Board of Health gets $2.54 in taxes.
Okay. So the property values are going up.
Right.
And they have that consistent tax rate.
Yep.
So that's a stable and expanding source of funding.
Exactly.
Okay. So what about the miscellaneous revenue? Is that where the more interesting stuff happens?
Yeah. Miscellaneous revenue is definitely where things get a little more interesting.
Okay.
So for example, in the fiscal year 2014-2015, they actually collected $4,295.24 in interest on investments.
Okay.
So they're, you know, making some money off of the money they have.
Okay, yeah, they're earning interest. Makes sense.
Exactly.
What other interesting stuff was in that miscellaneous revenue?
So in 2016-2017, we see $51,478.99 person that came from clinical services.
Okay.
So they're actually making some money, you know, from providing healthcare services.
Okay, so that's revenue from the services they're actually providing. Interesting.
Exactly. And then in 2018-2019, you see interest on investments again, but this time it was $5,757.89.
Okay.
And then clinical services again at $50,041.69.
Interesting.
And then you get into the later years. So in 2020-2021, interest on investments jumps way up to $15,812.16.
Wow.
And clinical services jumps up to $89,992.50.
Wow.
And that same year, they had a little bit from community care HMO. That was $955.51. And then other reimbursement at $4,891.57.
Okay.
So just a bunch of little, you know, other sources of revenue there.
Yeah, but those two bigger categories were the major ones.
Right.
Investment income and then clinical services revenue. And then in the last year, 2022-2023.
Yeah, so in 2022-2023, the total miscellaneous revenue was $93,724.82. Interest on investments was a big chunk of that. That was $43,723.77. And then other reimbursement at $50,001.05.
Okay.
So that gives you an idea of kind of, you know, where the money is coming from.
So it seems like investments and then clinical services were pretty consistent and significant sources.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's look at the other side. Expenditures.
Yeah.
Claims paid by warrants issued. So what's that trend?
Yeah, so that's basically the money going out the door, right? And that represents the biggest cost. It's them actually paying for the health services they provide.
Got it.
And what we see there is that those claims kind of go up and down within a certain range throughout the decade. Okay. It's not like a huge increase or decrease overall.
Okay.
So for example, in 2013-2014, those claims paid were $764,696.27.
Okay.
And then in 2014-2015, they dipped down a little bit to $710,693.27.
Okay.
But then they went back up the next year to $764,696.27.
Okay.
And then it kind of goes up for a couple years.
Okay.
In 2016-2017, it was $886,651.74.
Okay.
And then down a little bit in 2018-2019 to $911,605.87.
Okay.
And then a bigger drop in 2019-2020 to $947,609.50.
Okay.
In 2020-2021 to $827,409.27.
Okay.
In 2020-2021 to $827,428.65.
Okay.
Up again to $979,973.27.
Okay.
And then 2016-2017 to $966,603.77.
Okay.
And then in 2017, $26,927 and in 22.
And then the 27-2017 is following.
And then a 2017-2017 as $50,026.27.
Okay.
And then in 2017, $3,117.27 is a Torum.
Okay.
And then $972 in 2017, $10,000, $89,070.10. And then 2017, $1,026. And then a 27,600 in 2017, $27,000 in 2017.
Okay.
And then on the 27,000, 27 deads. And then finally in 2022-2023, it was $961,320.33.
Okay, so it seems like in the latter half of the decade, it was pretty stable.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, one final detail that they mentioned is warrants outstanding.
Yes.
What does that even mean? And then what was that trend like?
Yeah, so warrant outstanding are basically checks that the Board of Health has written
okay.
that haven't been cashed yet.
Okay.
So it's money they've committed to paying.
Okay.
But it hasn't actually left their accounts.
So they're liabilities, basically, short-term liabilities.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, and that number can tell us a little bit about their short-term financial obligations.
Okay. So what did that look like over 10 years?
Yeah, so this is actually where we see some bigger swings.
Okay.
So at the end of June 2014, it was $54,002.85.
Okay.
And it was the same in 2015.
Okay.
$54,002.85. And then in 2016, it went up to $66,467.76.
Okay.
And then it went down in 2018 to $79,510.55.
Okay.
And then back up in 2019 to $130,594.72.
Okay.
And then here's the really crazy part. In 2020, it plummeted all the way down to $1,844.71.
Wow. What happened in 2020?
I know, right?
That's a huge drop.
Yeah.
They don't give any explanation.
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
But something was going on there.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
It does. It does.
Okay. And then after 2020?
Yeah, so it went back up in 2021 to $120,956.13.
Okay.
Down to $58,373.48.
So 2020 is a real mystery. Okay, so we've looked at a lot here. We've looked at property valuation,
yeah,
health fund, cash balance, revenues, expenditures, warrants outstanding. What's the overall picture here? What are the key takeaway from all of this?
Yeah, so looking back at all 10 years, I think a couple of things really jump out.
Okay.
First, that property valuation, it was going up the whole time.
Yeah.
That meant they were getting more and more ad valorem tax revenue, which was like their bread and butter.
Yeah.
It was reliable and it kept growing.
Okay.
Then that health fund cash balance, it had its ups and downs, right? But in those last few years, it really started to climb.
Okay.
So they were building up their reserves, which gives them a little more flexibility in the future.
Makes them more financially secure.
Exactly. And then we saw that, you know, the ad valorem tax was important, but that miscellaneous revenue was also a big deal.
Yeah.
That was things like investment income and money from clinical services. And that was kind of all over the place.
Okay.
Which is interesting. And then finally, those claims paid, that's their main expense.
Yeah.
And those were pretty consistent throughout the whole decade. So they were definitely providing services throughout that whole time.
So it sounds like they were pretty stable. And in more recent years, their financial situation was actually getting better.
Yeah, I think that's a really good summary.
Awesome. So we've given you, the listener, a pretty good overview, a high-level look at what was going on based on these reports.
Yeah.
But as we were talking about this, we started to think, maybe you want to know more. Maybe some questions popped up for you.
Right.
Like, why did that cash balance jump up so much in those last few years? Or, you know, what were some of those specific things that were in that miscellaneous revenue that were so interesting?
Exactly. This has been a good overview.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to know more details, each of those things that we looked at, you could dig into it.
Yeah.
You know, really go deep. And then the other thing to think about, you know, is that this is just the Board of Health.
Right.
But there were a lot of things happening in the county as a whole, you know, the broader economy.
Yeah.
Things happening at the state level, even national stuff, public health priorities change over time.
Yeah.
All of that might have played a role too.
So as you think about these 10 years of financial data,
yeah.
One final thought. What does this tell us about what the Board of Health might focus on in the future? What kind of challenges might they face?
That's a great question.
Yeah, definitely something to think about. All right, well, thanks for diving deep with us today.